It's a busy morning at a South Coast bakery. People are ordering pastries and buying freshly made baguettes at Ventura's Café Ficelle. The South Mills Road Bakery and Café is doing booming business for a place that's been open for less than a year. But there's a lot of excitement because the man behind the business has been invited to represent the U.S. and France at an event which is like the Super Bowl of baking bread.
It's called the Fête du Pain, which is, celebration of bread, and it's at the Cathedral Notre Dame in Paris. It's a 12-day festival. It's the first year that the U.S. has been invited to participate. We're operating in three teams of eight bakers. I'm on team three, May 13th and 14th, and then the finals on the 15th. They do a competition for the best baguette de tradition.
It's an incredible invitation for Café Ficelle executive baker Jarrett Chambers, who was living in North Carolina 6 years ago pursuing a totally different career.
I went to school for exercise physiology, chemistry, physics. After I had graduated, my, at the time, future father-in-law, who's the owner of this place, Brian Schofield, sent me the mixture of flour, salt, yeast, kind of basic instructions. You know, he thought I might enjoy the baking since I like the science, the chemistry thing. My now wife, Meg, helped me with the mix, and I knew nothing about bread baking. It came out with four beautiful loaves that tasted amazing, better than anything I could find in the store.
Chambers started baking desserts in his spare time to pay bills. He says he became hooked. He started working for his father-in-law's catering business in Ventura County, but eventually decided to focus on baking.
I took a couple basic classes at San Francisco Baking Institute, and then I had the opportunity to complete a stage or an apprenticeship in France at Terre Blanche Resort, which is a five-star resort. I was actually the first non-European that they allowed to come in and do a stage there. Worked in their boulangerie. They had four restaurants, one of which was a Michelin-starred restaurant. It was there that I learned producing the highest quality of breads I'd ever seen in my life.
Last summer, the family opened Café Ficelle in Ventura with Chambers as executive baker. Customers can watch the eight bakers and pastry chefs in action. He literally has his hands full as he oversees the operation while doing things like preparing some dough to become the next day's bread. There are several wooden baskets on a counter, and Chambers is putting dough, which looks like flattened basketballs, into them.
We weigh each loaf out. We divide it out. We just gently shape it round, and then we allow it to relax. And as it relaxes, the gluten proteins allow the dough to stretch out, allow you to manipulate it to do a final shaping. Put it in the basket overnight. So at 4 a.m, we come in, get the ovens going. We pull the baskets out, put them onto a wooden board, score them. We put the cuts, that signature look into them. And then they go right onto the surface, the hearth of the oven.
Chambers says the cafe has become known for its baguettes.
When people think of French bread, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Ficelle means string, so it's like a long, skinny baguette. We make our Ficelle sandwiches. You know, we use them on the sides for soups. We use those in a lot of our menu items. We sell Ficelles as well. Our signature loaf is a Campagna, which is a country French loaf. It's heavier on the rye and the whole wheat. It has a whole wheat levain. Levain is, basically the French term for sourdough or leaven.
Regular customers like Glenda Pickering say the bread is worlds apart from what you find in supermarkets.
Oh, it's absolutely delicious. It's fresh, it's crusty, and there's so much choice. It's great.
Chambers says he never gets tired of baking bread because no 2 days are the same. He says you're constantly tweaking the process based on the weather.
It's more like a chemistry lab, a science lab. You have to adjust a lot to the environment.
The baker says he feels lucky to have found his calling, something that makes people smile and most of the time doesn't even feel like a job.
I love it. every day is a new adventure.
And Chambers says regardless of how the international competition goes in France, he'll come out of it a winner because he'll come home with new ideas on how to create tasty new variations of bread. In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.